I'm going to do that. Thank you, Mike. Here's Mino. Okay, so if we have a special weather-related guest to jump on during this segment, you guys just let me know, okay?
Roger.
Now, we will have a guest in the next segment who's some smarty pants that Mike Soroy tracked down who can try to explain this to all of us regarding the grid like we're dummies.
He's a power man.
Like we're dummies.
Power man, yeah. Power team?
I don't know if he's good on the radio, but we'll see.
Did you ever see the power team, Mike?
Oh, yeah, the phone book ripping dudes?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you actually go see them? Chappie take you there?
Ripping for Jesus.
They were ripping for Jesus. They came to my junior high, actually.
Did you freak out?
Oh, my goodness, dude. And then Seabass and I actually had a former Power Team member in studio.
You did.
Who lives in the area. Dan, are you familiar with the Power Team?
Negatory.
So what they were a traveling, and I don't know if this still goes on, you could probably tell us better as someone who has kids who have been through the assembly era. But they would come to your junior high or high school, and don't ask me how this works with like separation of church and state and stuff, because I went to a public junior high, public high school. But they were a group of bodybuilders that would set up shop in your gym, and they would do a show where they would engage in feats of strength for the Lord. So they might rip a phone book, you know, they might break a cinder block, but it was all couched as we're able to do this because of our commitment to the Lord.
Just like NBA halftime shows.
Uh-huh.
I'm fascinated by that world of people who travel to junior highs and whatnot across the nation to give their inspirational speeches. Certainly, they're lower on the budget tier than an NBA halftime show, right?
Almost most certainly, yeah.
And also certainly not free. So what is it? You know, I just want to know, how much does this guy with his message about how he was on drugs... By the way, because then my kids come home, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we had to listen to this guy who said he was on drugs, and it's so stupid. But at least we got out of class. And like, what is it that they make? What is the school budget saying? Okay, we'll spend $300 to get this guy to talk.
Man, I think with the power team, it was pretty much if you could just give them the next round of D-ball or Deco or whatever to shoot up out back, and then they were on to the next junior high. I do have one bit of non-weather or power-related news for you both. So Larry King passed away recently, and we... Unfortunately, here from noon to three, we kept spend Larry King because he was married a million times. He was married to one lady twice. Most of his marriages lasted less than a year. But after he filed for divorce from his seventh wife back in October of 2019, Sean Southwick King, it has now come to light that he wrote, and by wrote, I mean hand wrote, "This is my last will and testament. It should replace all previous writings. In the event of my death, I want 100% of my funds to be divided equally among my children." He had four or five remaining children. Sadly, lost two of his adult sons a month apart back in 2020. But the upshot of this is that when he found out that his seventh wife was sleeping with their kid's baseball coach, he wrote in hand her out of the will.
Damn.
Ruthless.
That last will is a scary one. You know, when you write the one right at the end, turn the whole thing upside down.
And then and is it not notarized? And is that one the one they'll use or what, you know?
I don't totally know. I think he did file the document with an attorney, but it was handwritten, and it's very, you know, TMZ has images of it, and it's extremely hastily constructed. Like, there's crossed out stuff, you know?
Is there still, like, the will reading, like the dramatic gather at the lawyer's office and find out what everyone gets? Is that normal?
I don't know
if it's normal, but I bet for super wealthy people it does happen.
It's incredible.
And I think Dan's position has always been that he doesn't want to write a will because he thinks that if he does, he'll die right away.
It's like I'm signing off on the ability for that to happen.
To die.
Mm-hmm.
That's my excuse for being lazy all these years. Because when you have a kid, they're like, oh, you got to have a will. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, in fact, you're going to get 10 emails after this segment.
No, and at first you're like, okay, I'm going to go do it. And then you see the price tag and you go, whoa.
And just wing it.
Yeah, you just wonder, is it worth? I mean, it's definite four figs.
How come no ticket people have ever scored anything in a will? Like, everyone likes a ticket around here, right? Like,
so
no, nobody has left.
Like
some
like
super
it?
Rich dude. Yeah, like, here's 100 G's. You guys split it up. Thanks for the lifetime of entertainment.
It's a good idea if anybody's
but
listening.
No one's ever done it?
Yeah, but the
I would settle for,
would
like, a basketball
into...
goal.
Yeah, Cumulus would acquire it.
Or another beanbag so we can stay up here if we need to.
Oh, man, the love sack. Shout out and RIP to the love sack. Yeah, but I slept on it probably a dozen times.
That's why that thing was disgusting.
Julie, was that rude?
What?
Him saying that if I sleep on something, it makes it disgusting. That felt like a
well,
again,
I felt like he was talking about because other people, everybody's
right.
been sleeping on it at the station. I don't think he was directing it only towards you. But yes, a love sack that's been slept on by multiple people in some sort of office setting, I guess, could turn disgusting.
And not one of, it's not like anywhere you sleep is disgusting, Jake. Because I would guess at home you might shower and then you sleep. You don't go to bed disgusting. If you're at work so long that you need to sleep there, you're disgusting. And now you sleep.
Yeah.
And every time you're at work, and every other disgusting person who has slept there is in that same thing. So you and Fahey and Trey
and whoever else,
you know.
A lot of grime.
Then you got to also know, if that's up at work, there's some weekend guy who has christened it with his girlfriend. He's impressing her. I've been that guy.
What do you mean you've been that guy? You've
I'm
done
just
that?
I'm saying, you take her up to the college radio station. I work overnights. Guess what?
Oh, man.
Guess what we're going to do here?
Or someone's gotten lonely on the love sack.
Okay.
Jeez, Julie.
Yeah.
What? Jake, I have... If we're, can I file a complaint with you?
Okay.
These guys, every guy on this show says gross stuff, and then I say something, and every time Jake says, jeez, Julie.
Well, I just feel like there's
a line
we're dancing around, and then we were all kind of thinking it. That might be it. It might just be a misogynist.
You're the CEO.
Treat
you're
me
held
equally.
To a higher standard.
Oh, hey, Blake.
That is...
Oh. I'm just saying hi. Haven't heard
hi,
him
Julie.
Today.
Mark,
thank you.
Mark.
Hey, Hang Zone. Let's say we pop on a weather expert who gives us a few minutes on... what's coming up tonight? Because we have Fox 4 weatherman Dan Henry joining us right now.
Dan Henry.
He's been on the show so many times. Hey, Dan.
Hey, you know what? You guys had me on yesterday. I neglected to mention, as much as I like Mike Ducey, I don't agree with anything the man says when it comes to sports. So I would take everything he says with a few grains of salt.
Yeah, that makes two of us. So... Dan, what are we in for here tonight? We're all hunkered down, either at home with no heat or at a friend's house with heat. Are we about to get hit the hardest tonight?
Yeah, you know, tonight into the overnight is going to be probably the worst part of this next storm coming in. It will initially be snow. It'll likely start out as light snow as we head through this evening and then pick up a little bit as we head towards midnight. Now, this one's going to be a little different than the last storm that we had, because we're going to be working a little more warm air in above our heads, and so that's likely going to cause the snow to mix with sleet as we head through the overnight into early tomorrow morning. And then on the backside of the storm, it's likely going to end as snow. So predicting snow accumulations are going to be really, really tricky because of all the sleet we're going to be mixing in with it. But combination snow and sleet, we're likely to have at least another couple few inches of snow sleet mixed together with, you know, sub-freezing temperatures, and that will likely once again really ice over all the roadways.
So the roads will be worse than they were before?
You know, I think they could be, especially where you see sleet, because that's going to get compacted down, and we've seen that in the past where you get an inch or two of sleet and it really ices over the roads very quickly. Down to our south and southeast, you know, Waxahachie, Corsicana, those areas down there, they're likely going to see more freezing rain and sleet, and so they're going to be under an ice storm warning more than likely.
So even the roads that are not a bridge?
Yes. Even the roads that are not a bridge are likely going to ice over. Central Expressway right now, I'm actually driving into downtown, is really good, but that's not going to last for long. I mean, by, you know, late tonight, early tomorrow morning, it'll be snow covered and ice covered likely once again.
Okay, so tonight, you say, let's say I wanted, hypothetically, wanted to drive to downtown Dallas and find a hotel to stay at. That might, the best time would be this afternoon would be good.
Yeah. The earlier the better. The earlier the better.
And what time do you think this flurry start?
You know, probably as we head towards, 5, 6 o'clock, we could start seeing a little light snow. But that said, the steadier snow will probably hold off until a little bit later this evening as we head towards, 8, 9 o'clock.
And then last thing, Dan, what do we know about I know this is not entirely, your lane, but as far as how this affects the grid, is this, would you say, as taxing as what we saw a couple days ago, more, less so? What do we know about that?
Well, the good news is that the temperatures are not going to be as extreme as they've been the last couple more. We dropped to -2 last night at DFW, a coldest night, I think, since back in 1949. So tonight, we're actually going to see temperatures slowly rise as we head towards early tomorrow morning, up close to 20. We should be in the mid-20s at least tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, we'll probably dump down into the teens to around 20. So it will be warmer. The big wild card is, if we do see, sleet and some freezing rain, and that causes power outages, that may cause an additional taxing of the power grid. But in terms of temperatures, we've seen the worst of the cold weather.
Okay, Fox 4's Dan Henry, we appreciate your time jumping on. You are now our official weather correspondent. And in the event that there's just tons of sunshine bouncing around tonight, don't tweet Dan and get mad at him. He's doing the best he can.
You know, when all this stuff clears out, let's talk some sports too, because I am a sports nut. So, but I hope everybody stays warm. I know it's been a really, really tough stretch of weather, but by the weekend we'll be in the 40s Saturday, 50s Sunday, and we're going to melt all this stuff away. Hopefully, on our way to spring.
Okay. Thanks, man. We appreciate your time. We'll see you.
Sure. Bye bye.
There he goes. He joins Line 4 guy as a possible Hang Zone Ring of Honor nominee. Michael, would you like to tease our next guest?
Yeah, well, I hope we have him. His name is Michael Weber. Yeah, it's seat of your pants. He's a author of books called Power Trip and Thirst for Power. That sounds like a legit dude to ask about what's going on with the energy crisis in our state. So hopefully we'll have Michael Weber on next in the Hang Zone.